Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, everybody, it's your man, Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yay! Yes. Yay!
Gary Busey's out, and I'm back in.
Back to normal.
Yes, we got some great celebrity dish to talk about today, but we can't do it without our friends out on the East Coast checking in with Atlanta. What's up?
What's up, Atlanta?
What's up, y'all?
Hey.
Obviously, Portia's still out.
Yes,
and we have the lovely Eva Marcille smizing and sitting in for us.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yeah, you smize.
I'm like hip and cool. Also, Brett is out today, but I see Headcracks wearing some sunglasses in her honor to keep her spirit alive.
Headcrack, that's right. You look like you got a lot of swagger today.
Look at that.
Doesn't he look super swaggy? Well,
thank you very much. Don't stare at the sun, kids.
All right, so later on the show, Lamar Odom reveals the one that got away. It's not Khloe Kardashian.
Oh.
Yes. And our good friend Andrew Freund stops by. He sat down with Taron Egerton to talk about the Elton John movie coming out, Rocket Man. And first, Heidi, I know you got something for us.
Oh, I do, Frank. So if you've ever dreamed of having dinner with Amal Clooney and her sidekick husband, what's his name?
George Clooney.
That's right. George Clooney, your dreams might just come true because they are doing this thing where they're hosting a double date. Oh, no big deal. At their villa in Italy on Lake Como.
Isn't that where they came up with Casamigo tequila?
Yeah.
Because it was like only the friends could
House
be invited out to the villa.
That's right. And you could be one of them. It's one.
You could be an amigo?
Well, you could be an amigo, maybe, depending on how things go. They are one of the most popular couples on the planet right now. They're opening the doors of their home to complete strangers. And George released a video on how anyone, even you, Gary, could enter the sweepstakes and enjoy a dream date with a high-profile couple at their home. This is a real thing, and they're going to tell you all about it. Take a look.
Oh.
Hi, I'm George Clooney, and I'm here to invite you to come to Italy with my wife and me.
Cut. Let's stop there. George, can you please do the intro the way it's scripted?
Sure.
From the top?
That's right. To benefit the Clooney Foundation for Justice, we're inviting you and a guest to go on a double date with Amal, a world-renowned human rights lawyer, law school professor, and a leading thinker on the concept of justice throughout the world, and me, an actor.
For your chance to have lunch in Lake Como, Italy, with Amal Clooney and people's sexiest man alive from a long time ago, go to amaze.com/Clooney. And just to reiterate, Amal will definitely be there.
I also have Brad Pitt's home phone number.
I want to be friends with him.
George Clooney is like the best of the best, and I don't know who wants to see him all that much, but
I would totally
do this for Clooney alone. Like, I don't need to go on a date with Amal.
Anybody can join the sweepstakes and win. Now, if you won and you took your significant other, do you think there's a chance that you could be the next Brad Pitt
and
get in the inner circle? Do you think you could make it?
My husband and I, because we're non-threatening, so they think.
Yeah, and they
But they'll probably hit it off and have an affair behind your back.
I don't think so. No.
No?
No, it'll be me and George first.
Oh. Oh. Twist.
scandal. Well, all right, y'all, it's time for more confessions from Lamar Odom. Now, I don't know if you know, but we talked about his memoir From Darkness to Light a lot on the show. Well, here's another secret about his life from the book.
Uh-oh.
Now, the former pro NBA player admitted that he secretly dated Taraji P. Henson. Now, anybody here shocked by this?
I'm shocked.
Uh-huh. I don't see that at all.
I think he hallucinated that he dated Taraji P. Henson.
I could see that.
Lamar said, we started secretly dating and quickly fell in love. She introduced me to her 14-year-old son, Marcel, and was at my house nearly every day. Sometimes she brings some of our Hollywood friends, like actress Sanaa Lathan, who starred in Love and Basketball. It was one of the happiest times of my life. I don't think I ever connected with another black woman as deeply as I did Taraji. Now, Lamar then went on to admit that the infidelity ended their relationship by saying, things were amazing, but of course, God gave me a layup and I blew it.
Who cheats on Taraji Henson?
Seriously.
I don't know. Like, it's, I mean, NBA players, they got, like, so many opportunities to wild out and do
and
multiple
I, even though they have
things.
A lot of opportunities, your options don't look like Taraji.
And by the way, isn't it enough to know that you could? Why do you have to act on it?
Well, as an NBA player, well, don't you have an entourage that one guy will claim that he's acting on it and it's not your girlfriend, but he always brings her around and she sleeps with you at night? Come on, NBA.
Well, statistically,
no, Frank,
defense
that sounds like you.
Defense has never been his thing.
Never really has.
Oh, boy, it seems like the guys in Hollywood are ready to tell all because, oh, I've got some pretty tasty tea. I mean, you'd think this is coming from Gary, but no, I'm gonna be spilling the tea on this one.
Ooh.
There's a new memoir called Baby, Don't Hurt Me. It's from a former SNL star, Chris Kattan, claims that producer Lorne Michaels was furious with him after he turned down sexual advances from Amy Heckerling, who they wanted to direct a movie that they were doing, A Night at the Roxbury. You remember that?
What'd she direct, though? I'm thinking of.
Clueless.
So, according to the memoir, Chris claims Lorne Michaels told him Paramount would only do the movie if Amy signed on as a director, not as a producer, and if he wanted to make sure the movie happened, then he had to keep Amy happy. Chris, I'm not saying you have to her, but it wouldn't hurt.
It actually might hurt.
No, it probably wouldn't.
So, of course, Chris Kattan's like, I want to do this movie. I want to keep my job. So, he claims he did have consensual sex with Amy, and apparently she wanted to have sex with Chris on Lauren's desk. He wouldn't do that, so they opted.
What do you mean he wouldn't do that?
No, so he opted for the couch.
Because Lauren was sitting there at the time.
Ew.
Critiquing it.
Wasn't she much older than Chris Kattan at the time? I think
I think she was 44 and he was in his late 20s.
Ew!
He was in his late
44! My God, Lauren! Why would you ask a man to jump on a bullet?
So a man can date a woman 13 years younger, but God forbid.
I'm kidding, Eva.
But you're not.
You were 27 and had sex with a 44-year-old woman, a manager at your restaurant.
Actually, that's true.
I know. So
oh,
stop.
God.
Did you do it for like perks of the job or she
I just
not?
Did it for extra chips and salsa.
You like what you like.
So everyone knows the host of the talk show, The Real, always keep it real when it comes to their lives, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one of the show's hosts, Adrian Bailon, made a revelation on the show that most celebrities would never, ever, ever dare to admit. Okay, so let's take a look at what she said.
I just want to be brutally honest. I really enjoy being a D-list celebrity. Yeah. I like that I can go grocery shopping, have my moño in my hair, and no one bothers me. Yeah. I live a normal life. Could I strive to do so much more? Sure, couldn't we all?
Is she even D-list, though, as far as the ABCs and Ds? Are the host of The Real the D-list? Because if that's true, then what the hell does that make all of us?
I don't think they're D-list.
What would you categorize yourself as when it comes to a celebrity hair crack? Like, are you A, B, C, D?
Is F a thing?
Well, now it is. Head cracks and F. He's the first one.
That's not true.
I don't subscribe to any of that. Like, I'm just happy that no one follows me home and people recognize me when I'm outside of my home.
And I think that's what she was saying in the clip. She's saying, I'm in a certain level where I don't have the pressure of people coming after me all the time.
Right. It's the perfect kind of celebrity where, like you said, Frank, you know, she number one, she's got a great gig. She's on national television getting to do what she loves to do. And she can, if she wants to be noticed, put the makeup on and go out.
Nobody's worried about if you're getting pushed out of a D-list window because you're probably going to live when you hit the ground. You get pushed out of an A-list window and you hit the ground, you're dead.
Splat.
Oh, yeah. So, Eva, what list are you?
I don't attribute a letter.
You are a beautiful woman and you're very unique looking. So I think you can't blend in. Adrian Bailon can blend in with no makeup on, but you with no makeup, it's still like, she's somebody.
No, I literally so happened. Like, she showed up to an event I had, like, last Friday, and, like, everybody was there chilling, looking regular, and here comes, like, Eva come through.
Right.
Like, there weren't even automatic doors, but they opened up for it. There was a little bit of lighting. A plume of smoke came out, and Bambi showed up. It was a lot going on. Mm-hmm. The Game of Thrones finale made millions of fans upset, but one of his stars might have taken it the hardest. We'll reveal who after the break. Dish Nation.
Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, actor Josh Duhamel, who's the ex of singer Fergie and shares a son with her, is on the market for more children, and he may have found his woman.
Ooh.
Now, just to rewind, last year on Dax Shepard's podcast, Josh revealed he wanted more children and was looking for a young tender roadie to have babies with. And from the looks of these recent photos, he may have just found them. Now, the actor was seen out having dinner with a mystery brunette who definitely looks young enough to produce some babies. Y'all think about this.
She would be stupid if she had some damn babies for him. She see what he did to Fergie, and Fergie's a beautiful woman.
What did he do to Fergie?
He left her. He left her for this young woman right here, and that's crazy. Now, I hate that with men do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there was a long gap from the time when he left Fergie to when he found this girl. Like, he was on the hunt for quite some time.
Yeah, but if you're saying that you want a younger woman, then don't say it.
I mean, at the end of the day, him and Fergie didn't work out, so is he supposed to just, like, you know, just tie the knot in it and, like, not use it no more
to
have no more children? Like, you gotta move on. Like, everything don't always work out. Like, I mean, would you go on a full-blown race with a classic car from the 1960s or a new model that's kind of built for the road?
I'm going to do the classic car because I'm a Sunday morning, let's just cruise out kind of girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was built better.
Ow! Mm. Built better. All righty, guys. I know you really don't care, Gary, but listen, it pains me to report. Being that I'm such a fan of Game of Thrones, actor Kit Harington, known as the delicious Jon Snow, has checked into a rehab center in Connecticut for stress, exhaustion, and alcohol. Now, according to a source, the end of Game of Thrones really hit Kit hard. He realized this is it. This is the end. It was something they had all worked hard for so many years, and he had a moment of, what next? What do you think? Do you think that this is like a cover-up? Like, dude, you just enjoy alcohol. That's all. Or...
Try to see John's on the snow? I mean, but here's the thing. Like, just imagine if that one thing that propelled you to be a household name, something that everybody knows you for, and all of a sudden it kind of goes away, and everything that you do after this will always be measured by how great the thing you did was before it.
Yeah.
There's a certain level of pressure to come with that, especially in Hollywood.
He made a lot of damn money with Game of Thrones, honey. Stack your coins, honey, and just know that
but
this is going
to come. But sometimes it's not about the money. I mean, and believe me, I see you check your bank account every day. Sometimes it's just the routine. It's just what you're used to. It's about coming in here and me
marriages
being annoying
don't last
to you.
For damn ever. It's the routine. You be together with your wife or husband forever. You're like, oh, hell, now he divorcing me. Girl, move to the next piece.
So let's just say case in point. Like, Dish Nation got you on TV, allowed you to buy a whole bunch of exotic shirts. If this went away tomorrow,
with flowers.
Would you be sad?
Well, I would be sad, but I hope I don't have to check into no alcohol rehab or nothing like that.
You're going to cry in the car. All right, so y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Ladies, are you looking for a bag you could put a few outfits and maybe even a body in? Check this out. This is something you're gonna love. This metallic leather weekender and tote combo. This fabulous bag is great to put all your necessities in, and guess what? It comes in four different colors, ladies.
Oh, I could use one of these bags.
And you know what I learned about these bags, Eva?
What?
The shoulder straps are removable. removable, and they have mesh lining and RFID identity protection, so then these travel pieces are certainly going places.
I mean, well, now how much are these girls, honey? Because I would like to have me one.
Okay.
Well, get your wallets out, y'all, because usually the Joy Mangano Metallic Leather Weekender and Tote Combo will cost you about $280. For our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $69.
What?
$69. Yeah. That's a good number. That's
just go to mortisave.com and say Dish Nation sent you. Now, up next, the new movie about the life of Elton John is coming out this week, and it's called Rocket Man. And, of course, we sent the homie Andrew Freund to London to dish with the stars. We'll see you in a minute.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here in the heart of London in jolly old England, getting ready to talk to the cast of Rocket Man. I think I need help on my accent.
Can you even play the piano in those?
Let him know who you are.
And just don't kill yourself with drugs.
First time you remember seeing yourself on screen as Elton, what was that?
We did a test and we had myself in my LA party outfit, which is where I throw myself in the pool. And I have to say, this looks, that works. And I remember feeling very excited by that.
Now, you've been a hot topic of conversation on our show.
Okay.
Because we have a segment called Thirst Trapping with the Stars. And you posted a picture and we were divided. Half thought it was a thirst trap, half thought it was not. Now, you need to set the record straight. It's this photo.
Right.
So,
right.
Just explain to us what's happening in this picture.
And I've been holding it back. I never showed it to Elton because I thought he might like it, and I posted it for his birthday. So it was primarily for Elton John. But when I mean, I'm not in the best shape there, you know. I've got a bit of a belly and stuff, so I don't think I'd thought of it as a thirst trap, But who knows? When people responded that way, I was okay with it.
Taryn posted a photo of himself, and I wanted you to comment, see what you thought of this. Is this a thirst trap, or is this just a regal photo?
I think that's probably Taryn doing a thirst trap, but then this is also like what he'd be in every day, so I'm kind of used to seeing him in these mad things.
All right. It just doesn't look very comfortable to me.
Well, it depends how hot it is, though. I mean, be nice and cool.
If you could pick any Elton costume, what is your favorite and which one would you wear to a Starbucks?
My favorite costume is his Elizabeth I costume because, I mean, it's like two icons in one. It can't get any better than that. Would I wear it to Starbucks, though? Mm. On Halloween, perhaps.
I love the Dodger Stadium outfit, the blues. I think that's really cool. I think that's more for around the house, though, than Starbucks.
Which one would I wear to Starbucks? I think the one I would wear to Starbucks is Elton's outfit after he first performs at the Troubadour. He's head-to-toe in denim. I really love that outfit. So that's what I'd wear to Starbucks.
Okay.
Because people would just think I was a snappy dresser and not a lunatic.
Right.
Whereas my favourite costume is the orange neoprene Swarovski crystal-encrusted Madison Square Garden costume. But if I wore that to Starbucks, I think I might end up in an institution.
First Elton song you remember loving?
I gotta say Lion King. Just anything from Lion King.
The Lion King. And I remember those songs. I had a collection of Disney songs, like lots of kids, you know. You watch the movie and then you play the songs in the car, and I love the songs from The Lion King.
Probably your song was probably my first one that I can kind of trace back to that.
You know, obviously in the movie there's all these fantasy sequences and things that happen. If this interview was in your fantasy, what would happen? What would be going on here?
There'd probably be more martinis involved.
Okay.
Right.
So we'd get hammered as well.
We'd get smashed probably. Yeah.
Okay, all right. And is there a martini in
there? No, thank God there's not.
Well, that's a wrap here from London. Be sure to check out Rocket Man when it hits theaters on May 31st. But first, there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
It's time for
Dish Gone Viral.
A 10-year-old little boy captured the moment when his mom went into labor on the way to the hospital with the entire family in the car, and everybody's reaction was priceless. Take a look.
Mike, the baby's coming out.
No, no.
Oh, Mike, the baby's coming out.
No, she's not.
Oh. Mike, oh, the baby's head. It's coming out. Oh, Mike,
Oh,
Daddy!
I'm traumatized. I will put a stopper up there. Like, if you don't leave that baby in there until I have a hospital band on my wrist, oh, my God. The kid in the back would be Marley. That little kid in the back,
That's a big baby, too. That baby
That's a regular size baby.
Gary's right. That baby came out the size that newborn babies be on television.
Like, 6 months old?
Yeah, that's like a four-week-old kid. After the adventure to the hospital in a car full of screaming kids, a beautiful baby girl was born. Mom and baby are doing great, and the internet has given the baby girl the name Infinity Baby. After the little girl made a dramatic entrance into the world in the family's Infinity sports car. That is great.
I'm glad the car wasn't a Fiat.
Okay. IKEA. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.